pleasure. Welcome to Amsterdam.
Rick, lovely to be here.
Lovely to be here, and thank you very much for getting us here.
You're very welcome. I hope everything went smoothly.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Excellent. It's my son Tristan's first trip across the pond.
Wow. And, welcome to Europe, Tristan.
He was pretty impressed with the wide body flying over.
Excellent.
And to be clear, Fran here is with ATPI Yacht Travel. ATPI is one of our platinum sponsors, and they help us get around the world to have these experiences and meet with the industry and have this engagement that we've been so privileged and blessed to have this week.
Yeah.
It's funny because I was doing the math. Someone asked me the question. I hated him for it. How many times you've been over here, Rick? And I did the count, and I'm somewhere at 45 or 46 trips to Schiphol. I have been doing the Met since 1989.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, with my previous businesses, working with Dutch shipyards, coming over here on new build projects and project development projects. And, so this is one of my favorite cities, one of my favorite shows.
You'll get your clocks in.
Here we are, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's enough about me. I'm fascinated about your career and what's brought you into yacht travel, and specifically, you know, we connected last year at the Palm Beach Boat Show. Mm-hmm. That was kind of special. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And from that, we've created this friendship that's evolved into this business relationship.
Indeed.
That's how it works, isn't it?
It does. It does. It's all about communication, relationship, and collaboration, I think.
It is. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
So, tell us a little more about ATPI.
Okay, so ATPI has actually been working in the marine industry for 100 year or more years with previous companies. Yeah, absolutely. So we've been doing marine travel, per se, for all of that time. And obviously then anything to do with marine, the super yacht travel came into being. We specialize in that as part of our marine product. I started doing marine travel in 1995, so kind of coming up for 30 years now. So I think I've kind of gone from all aspects, oil supply boat companies, cruise companies.
Right, right.
The big container ships, the merchant marine companies.
That's so, right.
And now, luckily, I'm very fortunate enough to be involved in the super yacht.
The white boats.
Industry. The white boats, the pretty ones.
The pretty ones, right, right. Well, it's interestingly enough, I started my maritime career in the offshore oil field industry as a commercial diver. And, you know, transportation back then was a little dodgy, but it was commercial, and they got you there. However, they could get you there. They didn't have to worry too much about your comfort, just getting you there.
Yeah. Thankfully, that's changed a lot now.
Yeah,
with all the IMC regulations, you know, the sailors are much more cared for, I would say. There's a much deeper, you know, interest in the comfort of their journey. It's not just sitting around in an airport for X number of hours waiting for the next connection. It's part of our job to make sure that when we're giving options to our customers, we're keeping that in mind. You know, we don't give options where the seafarer has to sit for hours and hours without the comfort of potentially a lounge visit or an easy connection or Qatar Airways have the dedicated marine lounge at Doha Airport.
Oh, wow.
So we use Qatar Airlines a lot.
Okay, I guess
specifically for seafarers, which is a great, you know, feature.
That is. It's a nice perk, because being a seafarer is at best challenging.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And you just want an easy journey there and an easy journey home again.
That's right. Right. Well, the captain wants you to arrive fresh and ready to go.
Of course.
Right. Not air fatigued and worthless for a day or two.
Exactly. Exactly. And in actual fact, we work very closely with ISWAN. In terms of seafarer well-being. And part of our journey with them has been to ensure that companies appreciate how important it is for the seafarer to arrive rested, not stressed, ready to take up their position as quickly as possible. And of course, their journey there is essential for that to happen.
That's right. That's right. It was interesting because in my professional lifespan, I've watched the travel industry go from travel agencies being really one of your only choices if you want to get from point A to B.
Mm-hmm.
Then this freaking internet thing showed up.
Yes.
You know, and then you have all of these Expedias and Travelocities and all this.
Our worst nightmare.
Of
Sky
course,
Scanner.
Because it takes away the personal connections and the professional insights into travel,
exactly,
creating challenges and drama and difficulties and all that. And I learned that lesson over time, and have for many years now gone back to using travel agencies and travel brokers, because I think it's, you know, for me, time's valuable. And if to lose a day or two because I didn't understand what I was clicking on, yeah, or, you know, or I was put in a class of service that I didn't expect I'd be in, or whatever that looks like, when you find out the hard way, it's like too late.
It is indeed. And also, you know, everything is fine until something isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're stuck in an airport trying to either get to the desk in front, behind, you know, a plethora of people, or trying to telephone the airline, whereby if you just pick up the phone to a travel agency,
right,
you can just sit and rest, and we do all of the hard work.
There you go. And of course, Murphy always follows you in your travels.
Oh, absolutely. Murphy's Law is with you every step of the way.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people don't understand as well that as a mariner, you are entitled and you're able to acquire mariner travel programs.
Exactly.
You know, so there are special discounts, special travel options,
yep,
available to mariners that are not available to non-credentialed travelers.
Indeed, and not available on the internet.
Of course
not. On Skyscanner,
no.
On Expedia.
No.
And this is where, you know, it's very important that when people are researching it for themselves, and everybody does, you know, travel is a very, it's such a dynamic product now. Everybody has access to what they think is every fare.
Right.
But only certain companies are able to provide marine fares, obviously ATPI and ATPI Yacht Travel being one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
We actually travel 25%. We issue 25% of the world's marine fares globally.
Wow. That's a nice market
we
share.
We have a massive, yeah.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
A massive share of that part of, and it's a really important part of our business.
Fran, that doesn't happen accidentally.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It's a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of dedication. And I think it's a lot of enjoying what you do.
It's evident when you do, and it's also unfortunately evident when you don't enjoy what you're doing. And we're in an industry of relationships and people.
Yeah.
Anybody that comes into this industry and doesn't understand or respect that we are an industry of relationships does so at their own peril.
Absolutely.
Because really, that's the, in my experience, the only way you scale and grow a business is with your business and personal relationships.
And a lot of patience.
A lot, yeah, the patience has to be there. That's part of that long game that has
Indeed.
To be played. But I would say that, you know, when you do your job right, and in your world of travel, you're dealing with crew, captains, owners, it's crucial that it's right, because, you know, there's so much at stake in keeping boats moving on itinerary, on schedule, and like I said a few minutes ago, getting your crew to the boat refreshed, ready to go. When things go wrong, oftentimes they go horribly wrong,
mm-hmm,
and it doesn't take too many of those experiences before people start talking.
Exactly.
So when I see a company that does really well in this space, it tells me they're doing well in the space because they're doing it right.
Yeah, we like to think we are. You know, it's great when you have a recommendation, somebody calls you up, WhatsApps you, and says, hey, I've been speaking with a captain. He said, I need to come to you because you can help me. You can solve all of the issues that I've had with the previous supplier. And when that happens, it's just the best thing ever. I get buzz from it. And after 30 years, I still get a buzz when that call comes in.
You should.
So
you should. It
means a lot as well.
Well, yeah. It's I call it the money shot in the business. It's when you realize you really are doing what you're supposed to do, and people are noticing and appreciating it, and you know, you get that feedback loop that works so nicely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's not just about, it's to know that you've a job well done, and that the team that I have, and you know, it's not just me. I have colleagues in Nice. I have colleagues in the UK, in the States as well.
I was going to ask you about the States, because the U.S. market's kind of new to you, isn't it?
Yeah, we've always been concentrating a lot more on Europe,
right,
to be quite honest. But we have now completely set up with our office in Miami, in Florida, to cover the Caribbean and all of that, you know, great stuff down the eastern seaboard of the USA.
Right, right.
We like to think that we have now got a great model that we know works through Europe, and we've replicated that. We can offer the same services, the same online booking tool,
Lovely.
The same 24/7 support, irrespective of whether you book it online or not online, we're still there behind
still
you 24/7. Yeah.
Well, that's brilliant. And I have to, again, thank you, because speaking of the U.S. side of the pond and the Caribbean, ATPI is flying Tristan and I to Antigua here soon.
We are indeed.
I will see you again.
You will indeed. Yeah. Yep, we'll be there for that show. I'm really looking forward to it. It looks to be gearing up to be a really tremendous show.
It should be. And a little bit of a plug to another one of our sponsors is Motor Yacht Unbridled and Captain Liam. We had a brilliant time in Fort Lauderdale, did a number of live stream podcasts and supported some really interesting seminars on board. And we're going to do it again. We're going to be down in Antigua. We're going to be on board Unbridled. We're going to deal with some charter seminars on board that magnificent Trinity and have hopefully some more insightful conversations that will be live streamed. So those that can't make it to Antigua, we'll give you a nice view of the island area, make you a little bit jealous of where we happen to be camping out, and bringing this conversation to you in real time, which will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And we'll be doing a demonstration of our online booking tool.
Oh, right.
Which will be even better. So that will be really great.
Ah, fantastic. So good things to look forward to, the good things to come. And I can't express my appreciation more than just to say thank you, Fran. Thank
You're
you for
welcome.
Everything you guys do for us. These guys, some of the best travel people in the business. If you haven't had the experience with ATPI, check it out. It'll be a pleasant surprise, I'm sure of it. And
thank you, Rick.
My experience speaks for itself as far as that goes.
Thank you very much.
Fran.
It's been a pleasure.
All right. Now let's find our coats and get ready for this weather we got coming
go
in, right?
Go for it. Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Rick.
Great. Until the next time, from Yachting USA, produced by Yachting International Radio, I'm out of here.